Why just tick off Americans when you can tick off the world? Welcome, everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto, and give Ed Snowden some credit. He sure knows how to make friends and alienate our friends, because his friends might not be our friends, but at the rate Ed is leaking, we might not have to worry, because we'll soon be down to no friends. Our allies are now apoplectic after the snooper revealed we snooped on them, too. Reports we bugged European Union offices, including those in Washington and at the United Nations. EU's foreign policy chief demanding urgent clarification. France's foreign minister saying such acts, if confirmed, would be completely unacceptable. That was my French accent. Then there are the Germans, right? Especially sensitive to spying from their old East German secret police days back in the 1980s. Let's just say none of this is going down well. And the fact where we're not denying any of this, well, not helping matters any. So leaving aside whether you think Mr. Snowden's a hero or a hack, here is what he has wrought. Global outrage over a U.S. spy agency that not only collected the phone records of more than 100 million Americans, but apparently saw fit to similarly snoop on pretty much all of our allies. No wonder our enemies are loving this. At the rate we're going, we really will have no friends after this. Because that isn't Vladimir Putin smiling. That is Vladimir Putin smirking. And now we're hearing that Ed likes Vlad so much, he wants to stay in Moscow for good. And apparently Vlad is glad to make it happen. Enemies who taunt us, friends who can't believe us. What now for us? To KT McFarland, Nick Gillespie, and John Brown. KT, what now?
Well, that's the thing. You know, if President Obama said, this is some 28-year-old hacker, I'm not even going to bother, you know, to deal with him, let my underlings deal with him. Well, this 28-year-old hacker has managed to do three things. One, he has done irreparable harm to American national security, according to the current and former heads of our intelligence services. Number two, he's managed to destroy any American's faith in their government when the government says, trust me. Nobody does anymore. And then finally...
So that was dispensed with some time ago, wasn't it, the trust part?
Well...
And by the way, that's not Snowden's fault. That's the American government is spying on its people in a way and lying about it. That's what destroys trust, along with Watergate, with badly conceived wars, badly executed wars. I don't think Snowden should take the rap for the decline in belief in America.
No, I'm saying the entire administration. But then the final thing is he has managed to get all of our allies insulted. Now, you know, the dirty secret is there are no secrets anymore,
right.
That everybody's spying on everybody, but to have to openly admit it. And then what happens to the intelligence communities of our allies? They're not going to share stuff with us.
And but is this really like a Fox alert in the respect, and David, I'll take this up with you, that we've kind of long suspected that this kind of stuff was going on. Maybe some Brits are in a snit about it, no offense. But really, should they be? John, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Sorry, I didn't realize you were asking me.
I had you enraptured all, didn't
yes,
I?
I agree that Putin's smirking. He's playing a very clever game. And, of course, it is very embarrassing when an insider squeals. And it makes news, but it is not new. Spying has gone on for centuries. It's a game. Every major nation knows it and plays it. And it, for domestic reasons, political reasons, people like Angela Merkel have to kick up a terrific row. She's got elections coming up. But the fact is, it will not surprise anyone in government. It's embarrassing in the short term, but will not weaken America. And I, for one rare occasion, agree with President Obama. I think he's playing it cool, and he should. And with a looming recession in the world, which nation's going to play with its biggest customer in trade? No one.
What do you
think? It's going to do no damage at all to America in the long run.
I would take issue from the things that I've read about whether or not Snowden and the leaks have hurt national security efforts and whatnot. I don't think it's as big a problem as it might seem. It's clear.
So you don't
that
believe when Secretary of State John Kerry says people will die because of this?
Yeah, well, you know what? They've also said that they're, that the NSA's, kind of dragnet surveillance was good for 50 cases. No, it's 20 cases. They've only talked about two publicly. I don't think they have a lot of credibility on this. But more to the point, what it shows is how bad the American security system is. If Snowden can get in, work for a few months and get out with a bunch of stuff, clearly we weren't doing a very good job of keeping our secrets anyway. So what you're doing, I think it's right to say there's a lot of fake outrage outrage over this.
Right, right.
But by the same token, there is a demonstrated failure of, like, keeping your assets in line here. And, you know, I do think that there's going to be an outcome. I mean, if we're talking to the EU about a transatlantic trade group, you know, trade pact, this gives them some leverage because there is a lot of outrage.
And we don't want to get them ticked off more. Yeah. But, you know, in the end, KT, do you see this Snowden as a hero or a hack?
Well, I think that it's a complicated thing, and it's important to separate what he revealed, the information that we really do want to know about, especially as Americans, from how he revealed it. You know, whistleblowers and heroes, they don't go to Moscow, they don't go to China, they don't go to Cuba.
Well, if they had heard the treatment of prior whistleblowers, it wasn't the argument that he saw what happened to prior whistleblowers and life was not easy.
Except for the fact that if he was a real hero, he could have gone to congressional committees. And if he likes Republicans, there are Republicans in the House.
And also he went to China, but really Hong Kong and Russia.
Well, but that's China.
Right. But I do think that we need to separate out, you know, Snowden as a person. The same thing with Julian Assange. You know, nobody's idea of a hero in terms of his personal life or anything like that. But what they're doing is actually really radically altering the way that governments, the way that corporations, the way that power players can work. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all to the good. We're living in the end of power as we've understood it for centuries, through corporate power as well as political power. And these guys are the change agents. And we need to keep our focus on what the government is doing to us. Edward Snowden isn't doing anything to us.
Go ahead, John.
I agree with Nick. It's a threat to power. But the fact is, it is in every American citizen's interest that we know what's going on in other countries and their intentions. But it is in no American citizen's interest to have their own government spying on them without due cause. And there are two big issues here, and I think I agree with Nick. It's about power, and the power elite is facing a serious threat on the internet. It's
like
the printing machine.
I look through my own little warp world of Wall Street, right? And if this were jarring us and a threat to capitalism, a threat to us, then we would see it in the markets, right? Now, the markets have been coming back, and I think, KT, a lot of that having to do with the fact that Ben Bernanke might not be taking the punch bowl away, having nothing to do with all our secrets being frittered away.
I think this is a big news story, and certainly it gets everybody's blood boiling, whether it's the Europeans or the Americans. Ooh, we're being spied on. The fact of the matter is, we are and we have been from the beginning of time.
We are and have been what?
Spied on. You know, people know there are no secrets anymore.
You surprised, even given all your background working, you know, Republican presence and all, the degree to which we spied, the breadth by which we spied?
What I'm surprised at is the abuse of power in this sense. Yes, I'm sure that we have been.
Exactly.
And if we were having this conversation without the IRS harassing conservative groups, without the FBI wiretapping journalists, without the Health and Human Services doing a shakedown of medical companies over
Very
Obamacare. If we were having this in a different environment, we'd have a different conversation.
And
now
also
we have no trust. We don't believe anybody.
Well, and
say,
also Obama is saying, oh, you know, I'm going to have the most transparent administration ever. So the hypocrisy, you know, Bush was bad enough. And then Obama is doing more and lying about it, being such a hypocrite. That makes it harder to take with the straight.
Well, were you surprised at the breadth of these?
Yeah, I was. Well, and in the sense, I you know, there are now calls for a new church committee in the Senate and whatnot. I think it's long overdue. And, you know, we keep talking about the, you know, the FISA courts and all of that. We need to remember where that came from. And it was 30 years ago or 35 years ago.
I just think we
keep
spying.
Where we learned about all
of this
for the first time.
We just keep spying. We settled down for a while. After all, we had all these safeguards, Katie, put in right after Watergate and the abuses of the IRS and all that stuff. And we ended up using the IRS as a bully pulpit again, right?
But the difference is,
I think it's going to have a major effect on internally in America. It's quite right that this is being debated aggressively and energetically. Mm-hmm. But as far as business is concerned and trade, I don't think it's going to have any effect at all. And I think the markets are brushing it off as a nothing. But internal politics within America, there's a lot to be examined with great energy. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that energy coming from Congress myself.
So no one's really that worked up about it.
But what's happened is that the steady erosion over time of confidence in the American government. And, you know, in God we trust. If you get to the point where the average American says, you know, I don't believe them. I don't trust anything. I don't trust anything they say. I don't trust anything they do.
I mean, when they said, when they first, the IRS first said only a few conservative groups, it turned out it was potentially hundreds.
Right.
No individuals, turns out individual donors.
Right.
The first thing with the Justice Department going after AP reporters, turns out it was a lot more, including a Fox reporter. I just don't believe anyone.
Well,
and I'm not that
dangerous
a person.
That has an eroding effect
over
time.
It does.
If you don't believe in your government, then why are you doing anything to help your government?
Ironically, it might be people like Tea Party libertarian Republicans like Rand Paul and Mike Lee, Justin Amash, Tom Massey, who will actually regenerate belief and confidence in the government by actually actively investigating and uncovering all the abuses of power.
Right. Yeah. Quite right. And including an audit of the Fed. I find it amazing that a private company can, of trillions of dollars can go unaudited.
Well, there is that little detail.
Yeah.
But for another show, guys, I want to thank you
thank you all so much.
Katie, good seeing you as well. In the meantime, forget whether college kids are going to pay more for their student loans. Where's the lobby for all the taxpayers who already are